The tantalizing trap of templates and toolkits. Yes, I really wanted to say that out loud. Productivity and systems templates have a problem. They are often marketed, because that's what you're supposed to do, as the one-stop shop that'll solve your productivity and system problems. The sad thing is they very rarely do, and they're often misused by the users, thinking that it's going to fix everything. It is the Black Friday weekend, Cyber Monday, and chances are a lot of digital products are on sale, with templates that are promising you to get you more productive, more organized, and more efficient in your business. The sad reality of that, after experience with many clients, is it's unlikely to do any of those things. In fact, I dare to say that the templates that are on offer are probably chopped up versions of the original creator systems that they probably won't even use themselves. And that is where my problem with templates start. When you create a template or a pre-done system, as I've done in the past, I've had to chop pieces out to make it closer to what a typical business owner would need. And that's the exact problem. It's generalized, and so it fits nobody. It's sad because the templates or toolkits and solutions aren't necessarily terrible and awful per se, more misguided, misunderstood, and sometimes, yes, missold. Now, I'm not saying don't buy tantalizing templated toolkits, love that at all, go for it. But here's my caveat and consideration for you. Don't use it as is. Don't just use it as the template exists, because it's highly unlikely to work for you, because it doesn't have all of the context that you do. Don't try to force yourself and shove yourself into the process that another person uses. Take a look at it from a higher view. Let me explain. Look at how it's put together. What constraints has it added that might actually be really helpful for you? A good example of this is many Notion templates constrain the view by creating dashboards that are filtered to see only certain things. What do you want from this system? What things did you see that you want? For example, with these dashboards, would less information suit your system better? Would it help you? And if so, how will it help you? Then take a peek at what you have, what already exists in the things that you have created or bought in the past and perhaps have abandoned due to it not quite working for you, or perhaps you completely forgot about it. Can you use the constraint that you found that you have liked in this recent product with what you previously used? For example, the new template you bought has things broken down and put into different places that can support you. All of these things allow you to adapt a system so that it really does fit you, instead of trying to reinvent the wheel and force yourself to work into something that someone else has created that often isn't even the same as what they use on a day-to-day basis. We are bombarded by hundreds of templates and toolkits promising solutions that fit you. However, often they're solutions that are lacking the key component that fits you. You. Instead of starting from a template that doesn't have you in mind, start from you. Don't want to go it alone or want help tweaking a template to fit you? Reach out to me at simplicity-specialist.com/SFY.